Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, you guys. This is Dub Knight. You know, I do my podcast show sometimes, you know. Actually, I do a lot. I've been doing it for years, so thank you for listening. First of all, I'm going to get back to a topic that I thought I was over with, but I may bring up again because I just talked to the police department. There were allegations persist that people, or say strangers in my building where I live and in my neighborhood have filmed or violated my condo, peeped into my home with a hidden camera device. Okay, that's, you know, that these allegations have persisted for years. That's illegal. I don't allow that. The hoodlums, I guess, perhaps they hear my podcast or hear me on, see my music, and these hoodlums who I stay away from in my neighborhood, they do have some dangerous people in this neighborhood or sick people in this neighborhood and building have said that they think I'm famous. So they're looking inside my home. I've heard people say they wanted to peep inside my bedroom, other parts of my home, because they want to embarrass me. They want to show people the insides of my home. The really haters, the ones that should be in jail, who I wanted to put in jail. You know, I told you about being targeted, who targeted me for no reason. They don't know me. That's because of jealousy, or they're dangerous. They didn't want to see me they wanted to embarrass me. They wanted to hinder my potential. You know, that's illegal. That's a crime. There is no excuse for it. But I need proof of that. As I said before, these are alleged allegations. I just sent an email to the management of my building because I am in a gated community where, I was lucky to get here, you know, but unfortunately, these allegations of a trespassing crime on my property persists. You know, these people can go to jail for this if there's any cameras or anything like that where they can look inside my bedroom, my bathroom, or any part. There's no excuse to do that. It's a crime. If they think I'm famous or not, as I told you before, I'm not really that famous. I got some fame on YouTube or whatever, but that's no excuse. Even if I was a really big celebrity, I have no business looking in my home. I have no business looking at me. They said they can see me use the bathroom. If that is true, they belong in prison. They can go to prison for this. I don't allow that. Even for neighbors in my building, it's sick. Okay? It is sick for them to even talk about me using the bathroom or in my bedroom or hear me. And it's also illegal to listen to my conversations because it's a private area. By law, basic common sense, any person's private area includes where they live. Behind closed doors, living room, bathroom, that is not a place to film. That's not a place to violate. If anybody film inside my home, they can go to jail for that. You can go to jail for up 3 months, 6 months. You can really, you know, they put peeping Toms in prison. They put peeping Toms and perverts in prison. Some people went to prison for a long time for it. It's sick. These people are sick. And they're dangerous. It is a psycho or some mental, you got some very severe mental problem and you belong in prison locked in a locked situation where you are kept away just like other criminals in a prison or jail cell. There is no excuse for it. There is no way you should be looking in, these people should know, there's no way they should be looking inside my home. The police want me to check for these alleged allegations. This building could close down, people could get arrested if any of this is true, and it may be. I don't like bringing up stuff that has not been proven, but when I hear people, particularly these African-American hoodlum drug addicts, criminals in these white or Latin, I live in a mixed neighborhood, in my building, or Arab, or crazy people that got mental problems, the alcoholics, the drug addicts, users, dealers, whatever, they got severe mental problems. They don't know the difference between right or wrong. They can't mind their business because they can't. They have some severe schizophrenia or whatever. And then it's true. They live in this area, in this building. They don't know the difference between right or wrong. They shouldn't be living here. If they peeped in my home, they can go to jail. I do not allow anyone to peep in my home. They said they brought celebrities over here or whoever, people, to look in my home. And, you know, that is such a violation. There's no excuse for it. To even bring it up is disgusting. And I will continue to, because that should not be allowed. It's very peculiar for these people. I think these people got such severe mental problems. If they're making up stories, they're still sick in the head. They should be locked up. In a hospital, they should not be around people. If they committed a crime or trespassing, they belong in prison. They're gross, disgusting people. A jail cell is where they belong. If they listening, the devices that include listening devices, listening to my conversation, listening from outside with any device that includes cameras or something, that's illegal too. That is a crime. You know that people who do that can go to jail for 3 to 5 years. Go to jail for a long time for listening to my conversation inside my home or taping me, recording me without me knowing. As I said before, the only exceptions to any of this, if I had a camera inside my home and was filming with my own camera, then that's a different story. If I had a listening device and was recording what I was saying inside my home, that's a different story. That's not a crime, but that's not happening. I mean, I do music videos and stuff in my home, but that's a different story because I film. It's some, you know, parts of my, some of my music videos were filmed in parts of my home, but I don't show the whole thing. And my website, there's parts where I design the background, you know. I sit there, you know, like, you know, with my background, you know, it looks like a bunch of junk in behind me or, you know, or the, it's like a background, you know, that's different. Because I done it, but my home is not for people to look into. My home is not for other people to look into who I don't know or anybody. What I say inside my home to other people is not for people to tape or record. I have heard that these people say they wanted to embarrass me or take pictures of me in the bathroom. They said they didn't want me in the industry, so they want to use what I say and take my conversations. You know that's a criminal act. They belong in prison. Same as being a pervert. They're disgusting. They're disgusting human beings. They make my flesh crawl. If they trespass, they're going to go to jail, and they're going to find out where that equipment is, if it's on the roof or by the windows or out, you know, wherever the hidden device is. They're disgusting human beings. Even if they gossip or make up stories about it, they're disgusting and gross me out. They're sick in the head. They should not be living around other people. They should be locked in an institution to teach them the basic common sense. Get them off the drugs. Get them some medication for their schizophrenia or bipolar, severe disorder. They need, because that's what they have. Again, I do not allow any type of voyeurism. I do not allow any type of peeping Tom or any pervert to look in my home. I don't allow a peeping Tom or pervert to peep in my home or listen to my conversations. That's against the law. The evidence, if there's any of these allegations are true, the evidence will be found. I'm pretty sure if any of this is true. These people, that black woman is disgusting, and those white guys and the Latin guys, they're disgusting human beings. I'm talking about the ones in the building and outside, living in the neighborhood of Haskell. They live down the street on Santa Cruz or Haskell or they live somewhere else. They're disgusting. I don't want to deal with people who say things that are criminal or who have done things about who are peeping Toms. I stay away from peeping Toms and perverts. It should be locked up. Okay? It has to stop. If any of these allegations are true, they're going to go to prison. It's also not only criminal, it's also civil. I could sue these people. There's no way they want to peep in my home or record or listen to my conversations. Being a peeping Tom is disgusting, it's criminal. You should be locked in prison. Listening to my conversation, recording it inside my home is illegal. You should be locked in prison. It's disgusting. To make up stories or to say that they're looking in to press my buttons is disgusting. They should be locked in the mental hospital. Peeping Tom is illegal. There's no excuse for it. Okay, I'm off that topic. You know, I really think that for them to do it to hinder my potential or say, oh, I can't make it in the street of the show because they got recordings or that is sick. It's sick to make up stories like that. It's sick to be a pervert, a peeping Tom. It's sick. It's sick. They can't make it up these stories. They got mental illness, okay? So they say they can't mind their business. I don't even know these people. They're sick. They can't mind their business of strangers simply because of going by my color of skin or being nosy. You're sick in the head. You shouldn't be living around people. They're a drug addict or dope dependency. They need to be locked up. Again, a mental hospital or prison. It's where they belong. Especially for adults who are too old, 50, 60, 40, whatever, and just finally understand or don't understand how to mind their business. They're sick in the head. They're mentally deranged. I don't know why I'm discussing this, because it's really sick in the head. I don't know why I'm discussing something that is basic common sense that most people on this planet, or at least in the American society, know how to abide by. People don't talk about being in someone else's home, particularly my home. Most people are not perverts and peeping Tom because it's a crime. These 1% of this population, these black people, these Latin people, need to be locked up. They need to be taken out. Even if they're making up stories of these alleged allegations, they're sick. Somebody need to take them out of this neighborhood and lock them up for a very long time. This has been going on for years. whether they're peeping or listening illegally with some illegal device or looking in, it's a crime. It is no excuse. There's no way you can excuse it. I do not allow perverts or peeping toms to look in my home. I don't allow anyone to record my conversations. It's gross. It's illegal. It's wrong. No excuse. Universally. And it's alleged. Okay? Again, if you make up stories, these like these damn deranged, low-life, trashy criminals make up stories that you're peeping in my home, you're deranged, dangerous. You should not be in this community. You should be locked up. Mental hospital. But if you are peeping in my home, you're going to get caught. You're going to prison. You belong in jail. Period. It's no excuse. That's all for this episode, but there will be other topics I need to talk about. The other topics I'm going to talk about is, I'll get to that at another time. And again, I'll address this again. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.